All right, well, let's launch into it. First up, alphabetically, as usual, Berkeley social scene.
You're not alone, even in your own adventure, to set the tone, try and keep the target center.
I have a feeling this is a Glennie song, just because it's very proggy. I like the sort of off-kilter rhythms and weird time signature that starts off in, and then it sort of transitions to a different time signature and feel right when the pre-chorus kicks in around 45 seconds into it. I like Glennie's vocals. I think he sounds pretty confident and pretty strong. And there's definitely, to my ear, some like Rush-influenced guitar sounds in here, which I also like. So, I don't know, it's nice to start off with sort of a prog rock palate cleanser. It kind of sounded like a live song, like at first, which I thought was kind of cool, but you sort of lost that live feel after a while. I liked it. You know, it's very Berkeley social scene, very proggy. I will give them a vote probably just for competence, if I'm feeling generous, which I am.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was great drum work. That might be kind of probably some of what led to that live feel that you were talking about. Let's see. I like the tone on the guitar, which is kind of hypnotic. The backing vocal work is wonderful, and I like how lush the verses sound. But I thought the switches between sections could be kind of jarring and incongruous, especially at the chorus. Like, I can practically hear the click, you know, from one section to another. And it seems like from the pre-chorus to the chorus, it kind of like almost stops and then clicks over to this whole other feel and maybe a whole other key or something like that. And that was a little jarring. But still, it's an impressive, impressive song that I'm not going to add to any of my playlists because there's not much for me to come back for. I do like how it falls apart at the end, too, though. That was kind of neat. You know, a different way to end a song.
I'm going to give two disclaimers. One is that I only got a chance to listen to all these songs like twice. So I haven't really dived super deep into all of these. And, you know, I apologize in advance for anyone listening where I haven't really, you know, grasped the core of your song or whatever. And then the other disclaimer is that I really don't like prog rock. So I was like, what are they doing? There's so much stuff going on. Oh, my God. I don't know. I was like, I definitely admire it. You know, it's like really well put together, like very competent. But in terms of my personal taste, I felt like, oh God, there's just like too much stuff going on all at the same time. And, you know, those different, you know, switches, like you were mentioning, felt kind of weirdly abrupt to me. I really loved the chorus. I did feel like the word "try me" at the end of that was kind of the weakest hook though. And I wish it was sort of like left mid-chorus or something, you know, like, or buried. So kind of leaving you with that last "try me" as, you know, the last thing coming out of the chorus. I made a note also that I felt like the verse vocals, the lyrics didn't really feel like they fit super well into the time signature that they were in at that point. Like, they just kind of wrote them separately and then, like, tried to fit them on top, but it didn't feel like they were kind of organically part of the song, which, you know, I think if you're playing kind of weird time signatures or, like, complicated rhythms, I didn't take note of, you know, what what time signature they're in at that point, but, you know, I think that can be kind of hard.
Yeah.
One other quick observation. With this song, this brings Berkeley social scene to one song behind Paco. Paco didn't submit for this one. So even though the song count is two apart from each other, that doesn't show up on the archive until after this one. So if Paco doesn't submit for the next song and Berkeley social scene does, then they will be tied for song count.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah. The stakes. The stakes, man. Yeah.
for the prize for most prolific song fight act.
That's right. That's right. He's going to lose his subscription to whatever he wins weekly. I don't know.